USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nearly 3 months after a Capitol breach that prompted new security measures, a car at a northern checkpoint has left one officer and the suspect dead. Another officer is wounded. Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman said a vehicle hit a barricade on the perimeter of the Capitol and rammed his car into two officers. She said he got out of the car holding a knife, and officers opened fire.
We do not have the suspect on file with U.S. Capitol Police, so there's no indication at this time that there's any nexus to any member of Congress.
A Capitol lockdown was lifted after 2 hours. The attack was in an area where a security fence had just been lifted. The suspect is identified as 25-year-old Noah Green from Indiana. President Biden has ordered flags to be flown at half-staff. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Biden is urging people not to give back the difficult progress we've made against COVID-19. Over 30 states are reporting that cases are going back up. He's also hailing the new jobs report with over 900,000 jobs created in March.
My message to the American people is this. Help is here. Opportunity is coming.
But he says progress can be reversed and that his recovery plan, including the new infrastructure package, are badly needed. Biden said, "The credit for the progress belongs not to me, but to the American people." It's back to the drawing board on Iran's nuclear program. The State Department is announcing that talks will resume, but they say the U.S. and Iran won't talk directly at this point. They're scheduled to be held on Tuesday in Vienna, Austria, on the future of the Iran nuclear deal. It's been 3 years since former President Trump pulled out of the agreement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Another holiday weekend has arrived with yet another warning from public health experts. If you haven't been vaccinated, Dr. Ashish Jad from Brown University told ABC you shouldn't gather or travel for Easter.
If you need to travel and you've been vaccinated, I think that's pretty reasonable. But I would cut out unnecessary travel and I would hold off if you've not been vaccinated.
He also said,
this is probably the last holiday weekend where it's not going to be safe for unvaccinated people to mingle together.
The CDC said that vaccinated Americans can resume traveling domestically and internationally with a low risk of exposure to COVID-19 as long as they wear masks in public. Federal officials are still discouraging people from traveling even after vaccination. The updated guidance doesn't apply to unvaccinated people. Pope Francis visited with homeless people and others in need at the Vatican as they received doses of COVID-19 vaccines here on this Good Friday. Once again, for the second straight year, less people are showing up due to the coronavirus pandemic. Passover, which marks the liberation of enslaved Jewish people in Egypt, starts at sundown on Saturday and ends with Easter on Sunday. In Jerusalem, some coronavirus restrictions have eased. This year, hundreds of people were allowed to retrace Jesus' steps as he was marched towards crucifixion. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.